Nimtza. So we see from this, She'ikar ha'yetzahara nimshach mikitrug hamalochim anam, that the essence of the Yetzahara really came into being, and his whole, his roots go back to that opposition, that the angels oppose the creation of man. Al kein, therefore, ikar ha'tikun hu al yedei ha'tzadik ha'godol b'mayla. The main tikun for this is through the tzaddik who's on the highest level, bechinas Moshe, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyodea lohoyer bedorei malo, bechinas machomis. We said before that this tzaddik is one who has the ability to show those who are on a very high level, who are very advanced, what do you see? What do you know? Lohidia lohem shadain einam yoidim b'idiyosis bor klal, to be able to enlighten them and inform them that they don't know anything about Hashem yet. They don't understand Hashem at all yet. Vaydeze biatzmoy hu yochi lohoyer bedorei mato shem anamuchem moid moid. And by that, with that ability, the fact that this tzaddik is on such a high level that he could even show the people on the highest level that they don't know anything, that's what gives him the ability to reach down to the lowest, lowest places, humeir bohem b'chinas maloi cholaretz kevoidoi. And he has the ability to enlighten them that Hashem's kavoid is everywhere, even downstairs where you are. Sha'adayin Hashem yisborach itom v'samuch lemoi, that Hashem is still with them and very close to them. Ki hatzadik hagodol hazeh hu mevatel kitrug hamalochim shemishom hayetzahara. Because this great tzaddik, he's the one who wipes out the opposition of the angel. He's the one who disproves the angels. The angel said that man is going to be terrible, he's going to sin, and Hashem is going to have aggravation from him. Yeah, look at me, angels. The tzaddik could say, look at me. Sins? What sins? Aggravation? What aggravation? Hashem has only pleasure and nachas from me. So this tzaddik is the one who puts all those angels in their place. He disproves them. Alidei shemara lechol hadorei mala, by him showing all those who are on a very high level, not just the human beings who are on a high level, but even the angels, she'adayin einom yoidim migdulas Hashem yisborach klal, that they don't know anything about the greatness of Hashem. You angels thought you understood Hashem. You thought you know how great Hashem is. You don't know. You have no idea. You don't know about this oitzar matnas chinam. You don't know about this free treasury of Hashem, that Hashem can even, Hashem loves when human beings make mistakes and they come back and they do tshuva. Not that he loves that he wants them to do sins, but once they sinned, once they fell and they come back, that gives Hashem incredible joy and satisfaction. Kilohem nidme, because to the angels it seems shelefi gdulas Hashem yisborach, that based on how great Hashem is, ein roi loy lekabel nachas ruach meodom atachtoin, it doesn't make any sense. It's illogical that Hashem would get any pleasure from human beings. They're a bunch of yo-yos, a bunch of banana boats. They're guys who can't do anything right. They're always making mistakes. They're always getting into fights and arguments and disagreements, and they're forgetting about Hashem and all. So why would Hashem, why would Hashem want them at all? This is the angel's perception. Bifrat mehanemuchim vapigum moid moid. Especially if we're talking about the sinners, those people are on a very low level who really don't believe in Hashem and don't know anything about Hashem, etc. Where is Hashem going to get any pleasure or satisfaction out of them? That's the angel's perception. V'hatzadik hazeh, but this great, great tzaddik, bo'oitzim niflos hasagose b'gdulas Hashem yisborach, with his incredible high-level understanding of Hashem, hu mar Elohim, he shows these angels she'adarabah, just the opposite of what you thought, exactly the opposite. Ze Iker Gedulosoi. This is the real greatness of Hashem. It's through these people that we really get to see how great Hashem is. That we're not capable at all of understanding Hashem's ways. Ki adarabah, just the opposite of what you guys thought. Bimkoim Gedulosoi. As the Gemara says, this famous statement, where we see Hashem's greatness, His kindness, that's where we see Hashem's humility. Because this is the real greatness of Hashem, lekarev rechoikim, in Hashem's ability to bring those who are very far from Him close to Him. Ulahagbia shfolim, and to lift up those people who are in a very low place. Vehumar Elohim, and the tzaddik shows these angels, shekol kitrugom al ha'odom, einoi kemoi shem sovrim, that all of the reasons that they had for opposing the creation of man, sorry guys, you got it wrong. With all your advanced knowledge and with all your spirituality, you still have a lot to learn, buddies, angels. Because of the fact that these angels know a little bit about the greatness of Hashem, Alkein he mekatrigin al hodom agashmi. That's why they were opposed to the creation of physical man. Because their logic is, Mihu sheyisratze lev Hashem izborach, which human being is going to please Hashem? Befrat achar chatov hamarubim, especially after all the many sins they're going to do, how in the world is Hashem going to get any pleasure out of this project, out of this creation of man? The tzaddik is the one that shows these angels that it's not the way they think. They think that because they understand Hashem's greatness, that's why it makes so much sense to be against the creation of man, especially after man is going to do all of those sins. That's what they think. But the tzaddik shows them, loichenhu, sorry guys, you're wrong. Adarabah, just the opposite. Ze shemekatrigim, this that you are opposing the creation of man is not coming from your great respect for Hashem. It's not because you understand Hashem so well. On the contrary, zehu machmas chisoron yidiosa migdulos haboreis borach. Your complaint, your opposition is coming from lack of awareness of Hashem's greatness. You understand a little bit, and we know little knowledge sometimes is more dangerous than no knowledge. So your little understanding of Hashem's greatness leads you to believe that Hashem would never want the aggravation that He's going to get from mankind. But little do you know, kihu marilehem, the tzaddik shows these angels, she'adayin einom yoidim klal mimenu yisbora, that they don't know anything about Hashem's greatness compared to what the tzaddik knows. Bechinas mechomis ma yodis, what do you see? What do you know? You think you see? You know? You don't know anything. Ki im heyisem yoidim yashem yisbora, because if you really knew Hashem, Hayisem Yoidim, you would know very well, She'adarabah, that it's just the opposite of what you're thinking. Zehu ta'anuga v'shashu of daika, that this is Hashem's real pleasure. Malachim, nice. World of the Throne, nice, cute. But Hashem's real thrill is those human beings downstairs. All the stuff that goes on there, all the battle, the constant fighting with the Yetzer Hara, and those few that win the battle, Hashem has unbelievable nachas from them. Kishoyle eze nachas ruach lefonav mehad madregos hanamuchos beyoyser kanal. When a pleasure or satisfaction is sent up to Hashem from those lowest levels, from the Jews who are furthest away from Him, that's His greatest pleasure. V'chein ze ha-tzadik bi'atzmoi, and this tzaddik himself, mare lahanemuchim b'malo, he shows those Jews who are on a very low level, who are very far from Hashem, b'chinas doremato, they're classified as doremato, shelo yashgichu al kitrug hamalochim, that they should ignore the opposition of the angels. The fact that they hear angels screaming in their ears, you're a loser, you have no chance Forget it. Give up. Walk away from Yiddishkeit. You haven't been religious for so many years. Wait, you're going to start now. And all the different excuses that are being thrown at these people to convince them not to try to come close to Hashem, the tzaddik teaches these people, ignore all of that. Shemishom hayetzahara shalahem. That's, it's from those angels' opposition, that's where the yetzahara comes from. Haroitzim lahapiloisim b'choleis, who is trying to knock them down at all times. Umachlish datum, and weakens their resolve. Umachnis belibam kilu ofes tikvach Hashem, and tries to inject into their hearts feelings of despair, get to convince them to give up. Machmas ribui pigomeyem vavanesem negdi Hashem isbara, because of the many sins and terrible things that they did against Hashem. So the tzaddik convinces them, ki adaraba, just the opposite of what those angels are trying to tell you. Adayin Hashem yisporach itom, Hashem is still with you. Ki maloi chol eretz kavoidei, because Hashem's kavoid is everywhere, even in the lowest places. Ve'ein shum yush boilam klal, there's no such thing as any Jew ever giving up or being given up on. Ki ein mi sheyeda gidulosoi v'rachmanusoi ad heichon magia, because there's nobody that understands Hashem's kindness and great, how far-reaching it is. Ki hatzadik meir bohem, the tzaddik shines this knowledge into them, umoydi elohem, and he informs them, he enlightens them, sherachmo v'yizborach loy kolim lo'olam, that Hashem's kindness is infinite, no limits, yiyeh shiyeh, no matter what, kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Echa, Chasdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu, the kindnesses of Hashem are unending. Ki adaraba, just the opposite, ze ikar gedulosoi, this is Hashem's real greatness, his ability to forgive, his ability to forget, his ability to take those who are far from him and bring them close. This is one of the reasons why in Likutei Halachos, and I think this is brought in Hishtapchus HaNefesh, if I'm not mistaken, they quote the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh in one place does a comparison between three tzaddikim. And the Zohar HaKadosh wants to show that you should know, even among the tzaddikim, they're not equal, they're not on the same level. We have Noach HaTzaddik. During his time, the world was terrible. People were horrible. Even the animals were misbehaving in disgusting kind of ways. And Hashem decided, I'll show, wipe all of these guys out. And except there's this small handful, Noach and his family, they're good guys, we're going to save them. And Hashem informed Noach 120 years in advance, before he wiped out the world, that this was on the agenda. Noach built an ark, and he built it out in the open so that if people would see and ask, he would tell them what it's all about, that Hashem's going to destroy the world. They didn't see, they weren't asking, nothing. They kept doing worse things and worse things. And in the end, Hashem showed him. Hashem took out his baseball bat, and he let everybody have it. Everyone. The flood is over. Noach comes out of the teva, and he takes a look. Total destruction. And he says to Hashem, now you're happy? You won. This is victory? Total destruction? So Hashem says, oh, now you're waking up? You foolish shepherd. That's the wording that the Zohar HaKadosh uses. He calls him Shuraya Shatya, foolish shepherd. Now you're talking? Where were you when I told you 120 years ago? Why didn't you pray for them? Why didn't you pray? You are the tzaddik, you are responsible. Why didn't you pray for them to do tshuva? You didn't? This flood is going to go down in history as Mei Noach. It's going to be called Noah's flood, not Hashem's flood. I'm not responsible. You're responsible. You are the tzaddik, it's your fault. Noach heard this, and he understood that Hashem was right. So it says he brought karbonoilas, he brought karbonis to apologize to Hashem, to say, I'm sorry, you win. You're right. I realize that I could have, my job, I'm the tzaddik, I was responsible not to be machzer them b'tshuva, to get them to do tshuva. And if I couldn't get them to do tshuva through teaching, I should have prayed for them to do tshuva. The Gemara gives examples of this. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir had a bunch of gangsters in his neighborhood that were making trouble for him, real trouble. They made his life miserable. And one time his wife, Bruria, saw him davening, and she understood by the intensity of his tefillah, I know what he's davening for. He's davening for Hashem to blow those guys away, to get rid of the trash that's giving him all of this trouble and heartache. So she said to him, probably you're basing this on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Yitamu chatoim in haaretz, that the sins should be wiped off the world. She said to him, but look what it says. It doesn't say Yitamu chaitim. It doesn't say let the sinners be wiped off the map. It says the sins, which means you got to pray for them to do tshuva. Proof is, look at the next words, Urishoim oid einam, and they will no longer be Rishoim. They won't be Rishoim anymore. They'll be tzaddikim. He heard what she said. He understood that she was right. The Gemara says he was mispalel and they did tshuva. So we see this is what tzaddikim are really all about. This is what the Gemara says. So that's Noach. Then the Zohar HaKadosh says, take a look at Avram Avinu. Hashem tells Avram Avinu this, Sedoim and Amoira, mamish like Manhattan. Terrible junkie, the worst of the worst characters and everything. And Hashem says, I'm going to show them. Avram Avinu, what does he do? He starts negotiating with Hashem, and he goes as far as he thinks he could possibly go. His perception of Hashem's kindness was that everything has its limits. The Gemara says, Tofasta mu'ud tofasta, tofasta meruba lo tofasta. There's a law in Yiddishkeit that says sometimes you try for too much, you get nothing. You have to know how far you can go. So Avram Avinu went as far as he thought he could possibly go. And he negotiated Hashem all the way down to 10. If there's 10 tzaddikim, Hashem, you're not going to kill all of those millions of Rishoim, right? Hashem said, right. The calculation was off, and Hashem ended up wiping all of them out. The Zohar HaKadosh says, now we come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has that title, the exact opposite title of Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu is called in the Zohar HaKadosh, Raya Mehemna, Roe Ne'eman, the trustworthy shepherd, Hashem's greatest shepherd, the greatest leader of Klal Yisrael. The Jews commit the worst sin imaginable, adultery. Adultery against whom? Against Hashem. They were at Har Sinai. There was a wedding between Hashem and the Jewish people, and a minute later they take a different husband. They take idols. They're worshiping Egel Azov. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of my way, let me at them. Moshe Rabbeinu hears the words, get out of my way. That means that I can stand in the way. I have the option of not getting out of the way. Moshe Rabbeinu parks himself there, and he's not going to give in. His decision was, no numbers, nothing. He's not going to quit until he changes Hashem's mind, until he gets Hashem to erase his decree. And he negotiates, he pleads and begs and begs and begs until Hashem says, Solachti kidvorecha. You win. You win. Moshe Rabbeinu won. He defeated Hashem kaviyochel and got Hashem to reverse his decision. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this is tzaddik. These are the different levels of tzaddik. Noach is called tzaddik. Avraham Avinu is certainly a tzaddik. But you want to know what the top tzaddik is? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. The top tzaddik is the one who knows Hashem's kindness more than the tzaddik lower than him. He knows that Hashem's kindness is boundless, that there are no limitations, that with a human being, you can say, again, watch yourself because you're going to try to go too far. With Hashem, Hashem has unlimited kindness. There's no such thing as a person doing so many sins that Hashem doesn't have enough forgiveness to absolve him. We mentioned from the Baal HaTanya, Chanun Hamarbe L'Sloyach, that as many sins as you could do, Hashem says, I have more slicha than you could ever do sins. And again, this is not a license or a permit in any way whatsoever for doing sins. This is addressing those people, a person who already committed a sin, or a person who, unfortunately, we still have a Yetzirah, and we know that it's very likely that tomorrow I'm going to give him a whack or two. I'm going to do a couple of real good mitzvahs, but then he's going to give me a whack or two, and I'm going to make a few big mistakes. And when I do that, and when that Yetzirah whispers in my ear, you're no good. You see you're no good. Look how you insulted Hashem. Get out of here. Go get under the covers or drop dead. Do the world a favor. Quit. Stop breathing. So Hashem won't have the aggravation for you and everything. Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that the tzaddikim are the ones who whisper in the other ear. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Now that you sinned, now that you did sin, if you correct it, if you apologize with real sincerity, and you come back and do a mitzvah, your mitzvah could be worth a billion times more to Hashem than another guy who didn't sin, who woke up in the morning, was good, he ate his cereal and milk and his eggs, and he's just starting off doing mitzvahs. Because you sinned, if you decide to come back, if you decide to do tshuva, your mitzvahs could impress Hashem much, much more than the one who didn't sin.